Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, there's been some great defenses.
Man, I'm telling you.
Throughout the course of NFL history. And what I feel most of these great defenses have in common is they have badass nicknames. Just badass nicknames. It's kind of like, it kind of gives you chills just when you think about it. Let's just go back in time and remember some of the great defenses.
Now you're talking my language, because when I was a kid, maybe the heyday, maybe the golden era.
Ain't no maybe about it.
Of great defense, because that's also when you could just decapitate people, and there was no, you know, leading with, helmet rules and targeting and all that. I mean, if you look at some of these old highlights, good gracious. I don't know how these quarterbacks got up. And they were some badass dudes that could do head slaps.
Just some beasts.
Deacon Jones' best move was just wailing back and wailing on your ear hole with his mitt. I mean, it was the golden era.
Well, let's just remember some of these great defenses, because I feel like the one thing that the Texans lack is a great defense. And I'm not expecting them to be one of the greatest of all time, but they could at least get a little bit better nickname, right? I mean, is that too much to ask?
Well, that's what I was thinking about when I was driving, about the old Rock Boys.
I mean, let's just lay that out in a second. But before we do, let's just get a little taste of some of the nasty defenses from the past. Let's start with the Doomsday Defense. And listen to their theme music in the background. Biggie, just listen to this theme music. The Doomsday Defense.
As the fourth period began, Denver's determined offense still needed more restoration work from Norris Weiss. What it got instead was a demolition job from the Doomsday Defense.
Man.
The fierce pass rush that had destroyed Craig Morton was now supplemented with an occasional blitzing linebacker, and Weiss fell into desperate trouble.
Dallas has the ball at the 30-yard line. That is the eighth turnover by the Denver Broncos this afternoon.
Another decisive move by the Doomsday Defense had opened the last door to the most treasured victory in football.
Man, oh man.
Gets you going, doesn't it?
And plus John Facenda. Come
Gets
on,
you now. Going, doesn't it?
Gets me going. That's the Doomsday Defense.
Just lay out some of the nicknames of defenses of the past.
You've got your fearsome foursome.
Wow, that scares me.
Doomsday Defense.
Just peed my pants.
The Steel Curtain.
Man, oh my gosh, they're strong.
This is why I thought of this this morning, or yesterday evening, because Minnesota had one of the best ever. The Purple People Eater.
Oh man, I'm scared.
Yep. The Orange Crush.
Oh.
The Legion of Boom.
Man, that's recent. So it's not just an old thing.
No. The Monsters of the Midway.
Man. Let's just get a little taste of the fearsome foursome now.
Mm-hmm.
Fearsome foursome. Deacon Jones, many other guys.
Merlin Olsen.
Let's just hear the fearsome foursome. What people are saying about the fearsome foursome.
The anchor of the Los Angeles defense is the front four, the fearsome foursome.
As you called the game, it became part of the excitement when the defense went on the field.
It's victory for the Rams. The Rams have the rush on, and he's dropped by Lamar Lundy, Dave Jones, Rosie Grimm.
It's that jigsaw puzzle that every coach looks for. How can I fit that piece with this piece? And somehow it all came together with those four.
That was something. Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, the head slap. Right. He just slapped you upside the head.
Hey, you're listing these guys, and they sound intimidating.
How about the Purple People Eater?
They sound good.
They had a front four that accounted over their careers, 22 Pro Bowls, and two of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Do you think Jacob Martin could have played on the Fearsome Foursome?
What?
I'm asking.
Do I think...
Do you think he would have fit in? Like, personality-wise? Because all these guys are nasty. Nasty.
No, look at, like the Steel Curtain, Jack Lambert.
Like, even these days...
He didn't have any teeth.
Even these days, the good defenses are nasty. Frank Clark beat the Ravens and said, we broke their dough.
Yeah.
Stole all their ish and left. That's what Frank Clark said.
He sure did.
Calais Campbell's a pretty nasty guy out there in Baltimore. There's some nasty dudes. Aaron Donald, nasty. I decided I just wanted to do a little case study just so we can get, like, theater of the mind.
Okay.
So you mentioned all the fearsome foursomes and how great they are.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I was going to get the fearsome foursome introducing themselves, and I was going to put Jacob Martin in the mix.
Oh.
And I want you to tell me if Jacob Martin, by the way, the Rock Boys is the nickname for the Texans. Yeah, all those badass nicknames, the Rock Boys.
The Rock Boys.
Is what we go
you guys.
By around here.
You guys, here come the Rock Boys.
Here come the Rock Boys. Here is what it would sound like if Jacob Martin were part of the Fearsome Foursome.
I'm Lamar Lundy, 6'6", 255 pounds.
I'm Roosevelt Greer, and I'm 6 feet 5, weigh 285 pounds.
Hi, I'm Jake Martin. I play Leo here.
I gained quite a bit of weight. You know, I put on 21 pounds, you know, so I'm about 247 right now, so it's been awesome.
Deacon Jones, 6 foot 5 inches, 260 pounds.
Ron Olsen, 6'5", 275.
You didn't think
I cannot go on until I hear that again. The whole thing. That is freaking hilarious.
I'm Lamar Lundy, 6'6", 255 pounds.
I'm Roosevelt Greer, and I'm 6 feet 5, weigh 285 pounds.
Hi, I'm Jake Martin. I play Leo here.
I gained quite a bit of weight. You know, I put on 21 pounds, you know, so I'm about 247 right now. So it's been awesome.
Deacon Jones, 6 foot 5 inches, 260 pounds.
Ron Olsen, 6'5", 275.
I'm crying. Or like the kids like to say, I'm crying.
I'm crying.
Let me give you the Rock Boys stats.
Oh, please. I got them right in front of me. Please do.
Brennan Scarlett has 8 tackles this year. No tackles for loss. Whitney Merciless has 8 tackles, 1 tackle for loss. And Jacob Martin has 4 tackles with 1 TFL/sack. That is a combined.
You got Dylan Cole in there?
20 tackles.
Isn't he one of the Rock Boys, too?
And 2 TFLs. I don't think so. He's the linebackers that dress in costumes, which that's another discussion all in itself. They wear Power Ranger uniforms to the game. I mean,
I thought that's the Rock Boys. I think Dylan Cole is one of the Rock Boys.
It's one thing not to be talented, but is there a certain mindset you got to have on defense that maybe this team just doesn't possess? Like, J.J. Watt is sitting there, and on one side, when he looks around, he's got the Rock Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Doing air guitars.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Whitney Merciless, by the way, the other day during the game because they showed him running out and he did like his air guitar thing. And it was just like, man, no one wants to see that right now. We love you. No one wants to see the air guitar from you right now.
Not in this situation.
So JJ looks and he sees that. And then behind him, he's got guys wearing Power Ranger.
I think it's the same guys. Costumes. I think Dylan Cole is.
They're different. They're linebackers. They're the linebackers. The Rock Boys are edge guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they are the same production-wise,
mm-hmm.
but that's just what it is. Here's Whitney Merciless. So here's Whitney Merciless talking about how the Rock Boys got created. And the interesting thing about this is there's a lot of people on the text line that are like, what the F is the Rock Boys? I don't even know what they're talking about. Well, yeah, they got
it
their
hasn't
own
really
Twitter
caught
account.
On, has it?
Well, has it?
Yeah.
Because Whitney Merciless seems to think that it has, despite the fact we got at least 50 texts of people saying, I don't even know what the Rock Boys are. Here's Whitney Merciless talking mm-hmm. about the revolution known as the Rock Boys.
So Scarlett, he started it, and then I joined in, and it was just it just became like a thing. So every time, it was like, anytime we get a sack, pretty much we just gonna rock out. You know, it just started as like something completely stupid. We didn't care whether it was going to like, okay, you know, be blown up or anything like that. It was just our thing. And it became bigger than what we thought it was going to be. It was awesome.
Bigger than what we thought it was going to be. There's going to be 13,000 people at the stadium on Sunday. How many people do you think, if I went up there and I just did some in-the-loop street work, mm-hmm, would know who's in the Rock Boys?
I don't, and I cover the team every week. I thought Dylan Cole was in there, so there you go.
Look,
now, it's only four of them. I'm looking on their Twitter page right now.
Oh, who is it?
It was
Whitney Merciless.
It was Mingo, right?
Yep, Mingo, Jacob Martin, and Brendan Scarlett.
Wait, so Mingo's still in the Rock Boys even though he left?
According to the Twitter page.
So they started a Twitter page, and they aren't even updating it. I mean, what is this? This is like those jamokes that start a podcast and then bail on it in this industry.
The last tweet was from January 10th.
So maybe the Rock Boys are dead.
No, they did the guitar the other day.
Deshaun does it now, too. Deshaun, you're
well, I think Deshaun is just like, hey, rock and roll. You know, he's doing that for Vandy.
Okay. He's doing it for
by
Vandy.
By the way,
it's okay.
Let me give you the total through three games for all the Rock Boys in sacks. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, it was like in the first quarter this year.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Deacon Jones by himself in a 14-game season. They went back and watched film because it was before sacks became an official stat. This is just one of the fearsome foursome. In 14 games, had 25 sacks.
There's some good stuff coming up on the text line, and this is credit to the Aggs. 6525 says the Aggies even had the wrecking crew.
Dude.
The Wrecking
That's
Crew.
One of the greatest ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's an awesome nickname. I mean, yeah, they gave me a lot of bad Thanksgivings, but it was awesome. That's a good name, the Wrecking Crew. Someone says they're called the Rock Boys because they get rocked all the time. That's enough negativity, okay? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to use my imagination. I'm going to pretend that this defense becomes one of the best. And I mean one of the best defenses that we've ever seen. And the Rock Boys are right up there with the Doomsday, the Steel Curtain, and the Purple People Eaters, and the Legion of Boom and all that. So I got to get my mind right. In order to get my mind right, Figgy, let me just hear the Doomsday defense montage first.
Okay, here we go.
I just got to remember what it sounds like, and I got to get my mind right so I can imagine the Rock Boys turning the corner on Sunday.
As the fourth period began, Denver's determined offense still needed more restoration work from Norris Weiss. What it got instead was a demolition job from the Doomsday defense. The same fierce pass rush that had destroyed Craig Morton was now supplemented with an occasional blitzing linebacker, and Weiss fell into desperate trouble.
Dallas has the ball at the 30-yard line. That is the eighth turnover by the Denver Broncos this afternoon.
Eighth turnover.
Texans haven't forced one yet.
Another decisive move by the Doomsday defense had opened the last door to the most treasured victory in football.
All right, here we go. Now let's get that music, baby. Let's go. Here we go.
This is it.
Here we go, baby. Let's try to imagine it. Just close your eyes and imagine it. Things are changing right now. Whitney Merciless came onto the field before the game, striking an air guitar. Little did the Texans fans know that he was going to strike fear into the hearts of Kirk Cousins.
Was he?
Whitney Merciless with three sacks of Kirk Cousins. Meanwhile, on the other side, the guy who wears golden retriever socks and weighs about 217 pounds and plays Leo here, Jacob Martin, was all over the place, making tackles, 1.5 sacks, and a pass deflection. Brendan Scarlett's, who was a third stringer and special teamer before Jadeveon Clowney was traded, showed the Texans crowd of 13,000 why Bill O'Brien basically chose him over Jadeveon Clowney and gave him a 2-game extension. Kirk Cousins ran into him and he got a sack. It was a good day for the Texans defense.
Ran out of bounds
as the Rock Boys got the win.
There you go.
Hi, I'm Jake Martin. And I play Leo here.
Are you buying it or not?
No, I'm not. Oh, my God, my jaw is hurting from laughing at this so much today. And a lot of it is the texters.
Let me hear.
Texter goes, Deacon Jones needs to slap the Rock Boys upside the head.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
But shout out to Deacon. Mm-hmm. Listen to this music, though. Tell me you couldn't just.
This is defense. This is defense.
You want to know reality? I just gave you make-believe. You want reality?
All right, here we go.
This is what it really sounds like when the Rock Boys come out. This is just our reality. It's just what it is. Whitney Marcellus. Brendan Marlin. Jacob Martin.
Oh, Lord.
Can they force a turnover? Will the Rock Boys force a turnover on Sunday? That's what I want to ask.
I mean, if they can't do it against the Vikings 0-3, yes, I think they can. Yeah, I'm going to say they will.
Rock Boys, dude. Mm-hmm. So rough. That music gets you ready. Let's hear Jacob Martin with the Fearsome Foursome one more time.
Yeah.
I'm Lamar Lundy, 6'6", 255 pounds.
I'm Roosevelt Greer, and I'm 6 feet five, weigh 285 pounds.
Hi, I'm Jake Martin. I play Leo here.
I gained quite a bit of weight. You know, I put on 21 pounds, you know, so I'm about 247 right now. So it's been awesome.
Deacon Jones, 6 foot 5 inches, 260 pounds.
Ron Olson, 6'5", 275.
Rock Boys, we need you. We absolutely need you. 100%. We need a win on Sunday. John Lopez thinks it's got to be pretty. There's no such thing
style.
As an ugly win.
We need some style
in here. We want to hear from you in the spirit of the Minnesota Vikings coming to town. Horn or scorn? Your biggest thoughts on the Houston Texans heading into Sunday's game. Do they need style points? Are you going to get the Viking horn? Or are you going to get the in-the-loop scorn? That's next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.